ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show as Mountain Home was able to pull off the sweep tonight. Both Bomber teams defeat Russellville. The Bomber boys getting the 9-point victory, 51-42 over the Cyclones tonight. Let's go ahead and name our Dewey and Sons player of the game. I'm going to have to go with Matt Jones. Boy, he was just he just went all out tonight. Both ends of the floor, getting whatever points he needed. 22 points he ended up. So a lot of rebounds and just all great performance for him tonight. He was one of two players in double figures for Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert also ended up with 15 points this evening. 4 points each for Satch Harris, Jake McGee, and Adam Sorrell, and 2 points on the night for Dawson Tabor. For Russellville, they ended up with two players in double figures. Trey Allen was the leading scorer with 13. Ryan Sikowski ended up with 12 points off the bench. 6 for Taylon Peter, 4 for Donier May, 3 points each for Spencer Terry and Grant Smith, and 1 point for Cade Schaefer. This game ended up with 7 lead changes, all those in the first half, and 3 ties. There was one tie in the second half at 31 all, but Mountain Home took the lead after that and did not relinquish it. Russell did a little better job of handling the ball. They ended up with 7 turnovers, Mountain Home with 10 on the night. But again, Mountain Home was able to get this victory over a Russell team that's ranked 2nd in Class 5A, 8th in the state overall by the Arkansas Sports Media. So good win for Mountain Home. It's been a tough non-conference schedule for the Bomber boys, and you know, to get wins not only over this Russell team, but also start the season with that victory over Fayetteville. You know, for those of you who don't remember that back in November, that was a big win as well. It's a great way to go into conference play for this Mountain Home team. They will go into conference play with a record of 9-4 on the season. Russellville is going to drop to 10-4 on the season. So again, Mountain Home gets the 9-point victory, 51-42. The Lady Bombers defeat Mountain Home tonight by a score of 52-25. The Lady Bombers now 11-2 on the year. So great way to wrap up non-conference play for them as well. So our next broadcast is going to come your way Friday night. It'll be a road trip for the Bombers and Lady Bombers as they do start 5A East play this Friday night over at Jonesboro against the Hurricane. We hope you will be able to join us for that broadcast if you can't make it, because I know that can be a long trip for some of you, but we'll have that broadcast for you, so be sure you tune in. So again, Mountain Home sweeps Russellville tonight, and that's going to wrap up this broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7. Brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Once again, congratulations to both Bomber teams for beating Russellville in their last non-conference game. Of course, the conference games will start when Mountain Home travels to Jonesboro. Again, that is scheduled for this Friday, January 10th. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. for the varsity girls. So, once again, as Matt said, if you aren't able to make it quite that far out there, be sure to tune in here on Classic Hits 101.7, your home for Bomber basketball.